So many wonderful local residents have been recognised over the summer for their contributions to community life. Each day we're featuring one of them on the program, including 98-year-old Mary Wilson, who's Citizen of the Year in Strathalbyn. Mrs. Wilson had time to connect with the community while raising five daughters on the farm and heading into town to help community groups, babies and mothers. She was also a nurse and later became a member of the hospital board, and she joins me now. Hi Mary, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Now, I hear that you're very humble, so it was a bit of a shock to get the recognition.
It certainly was. I'm still shocked. Almost too much for me at my age.
Now, you grew up on the farm, five daughters. Goodness gracious.
Yes,
what was
yes.
that like in the home back in the day?
Oh, well, they've all been wonderful girls. I've been very lucky, really. Back years ago, I suppose life wasn't quite as complicated as it is now.
Now, you say not as complicated, but you were raising children, working on a farm, kick-starting kerosene washing machines and going into town to help communities.
Oh, well, you seem to have time in those days. I don't know. I certainly wouldn't be doing too much of it now. But no, they were very happy years, and I suppose I was very lucky. I had a very good supportive husband, and the girls, although one or two of them were a little bit mischievous, they were all very good. So I suppose I was very lucky.
And it must have been lovely to be on a farm, all that fresh air.
Yes, well, of course, I'd never been a farm girl. When I first married my husband, I'd always been a city girl. I can remember we were married and then went straight to the farm. No electricity and all those sort of things that I've been used to, and an outside toilet that I couldn't stand. And I was delighted we had a storm about 3 weeks after we were married, and we got up in the morning and it had blown down. It was great rejoicing.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Seems silly to say it now, but really it was a highlight.
So what, did you build another toilet?
Well, we put another one onto the shed. Eventually I got what I wanted and got an inside one.
And Mrs. Wilson, tell us about the work that you did in the community. You helped mothers and babies and other groups in town?
Yes, I did. I enjoyed that. But being a nurse, I think I'd always been interested in that side of life. And I was on the hospital board, and those sort of things seemed to be things that were badly needed. The CWA and the Mothers and Babies Health Association, we worked together and we got the two buildings up. And of course, in those days, the hospital used to have births at the hospital. They don't these days, but in those days, that was quite a big percentage of the hospital workers, new babies. These days it's more specialised than it used to be. I can remember when I first came to Strath, of course, I was only about 16 and I'd never been away from home before. And, of course, it was war years and blackouts. You didn't dare show a light at night in case an enemy plane flew over. I don't know that they'd ever found Strath, but, I mean, that's what we had to do. It was a totally different life.
Wow.
And I can remember being a city girl and never being away. When I did my first night duty, we were on alone. When you had to empty your bedpan or anything, you had to go outside the back door and walk across about 8 steps across to a little place that you emptied your bedpans. And I went across in the dead of night on my first night on night duty. And I just went to empty this bedpan and there was this nice shrieking, horrible noise. I was absolutely terrified. I threw the bedpan into the bin and tore inside. And I didn't know, but my friend told me the next day it was a possum. Well, I never heard a possum make such a noise.
They are terrifying, aren't they?
So I did learn a lot of things.
Mary Wilson, Strathalbyn Citizen of the Year, is with me. And Mary, I understand you were part of the first women's synambulance service.
Yes, well, strangely enough, when I was about 15, the they'd always had St John's Ambulance men, but they started the girls' St John's Ambulance girls to become, and I was one of the first ones that joined up then. We used to meet down at the back of the Adelaide Railway Station, and so that's a good many years ago. I was one of the first girl cadets in the St John's. I did my midwifery in Sydney during the war years. And I must tell you, you probably won't be able to even think of telling anybody this, but we had the outpatients department, and midwifery patients used to come in, and they used to have to bring a specimen, you know, do testing and before they had the babies. And this woman came in this day, and I was in outpatients, and she was laughing and doing a bit of a grin. And I said to her when she came, "Oh, what's the joke?" And she said, "I brought the specimen." They always had to bring a urine specimen, of course. And she said, "I brought the specimen." And she said, I found an old whiskey bottle, just a small whiskey bottle, she said, and my husband had. And she said, "I'll put it in that." And she said, "I'll put it in my basket." And on the tram coming in, she said, there were a whole lot of American soldiers and a lot of stuff. And she said, "When I got out of the tram, I found my specimen had gone."
Oh no.
And she said, "I wonder what's going to happen when I open the bottle of whiskey."
Oh, not the tastiest whiskey.
Isn't it funny though how you remember those sort of things?
And just lastly, Mary, any proud moments, any highlights that you wanted to mention?
Well, I've been very proud of my girls. They've all been very good. Don't know that there's anything that really sticks out.
Well, you married your patients. Your favourite patient.
My daughter's telling me I married one of my patients.
Oh, la la.
But I didn't know I was going to. I nursed him about 3 years, and of course the war came, and I didn't even think of him again. And then my friend invited me back to Strathalbyn as a sister because they were short of a nursing sister, and I re-met him, and that was it.
Fantastic.
So that started our long relationship, and 5 girls later we were very happy.
Oh, that's so lovely.
You look back and you think, well, I've been very lucky. I've had a wonderful life.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, congratulations again. And thank you so much for joining me, Mary Wilson, and your daughter Janet there too.
Lovely to talk to you, dear. Thank you very much.